Today is May 14th, 2023, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Aaron Johnston's skull fractured. Aaron Johnston, follower at Camp No. 3, sustained a fractured skull when he was struck on the head by a small hemlock tree Friday afternoon. He told physicians at the Holcomb General Hospital yesterday that he did not know how the injury was sustained, that he heard someone yell to look out, and that he ran a few steps, after which things went black. He had recovered consciousness when he arrived at the hospital, however, Friday night, and is holding his own, though not yet out of danger, physicians said. In other news, Eagles to play Elma on Sunday. Holcomb Eagles baseball team plays Elma next Sunday for the third game in the Grace Harbor Commercial League series, the contest taking place at Electric Park starting at 2:30 o'clock, which is the time of the games elsewhere. Cosmopolis leaves its home grounds for the first time this season, moving over to Stewart Field, where it will cross bats with the Smoke Shop. Knights of Columbus, which Grover Boyle, the Husky manager, said would be slow in getting started owing to several of its players being in college, but which has not lost a game yet, will tangle with McCleary at McCleary. Manager Curly Wynn announces he has signed E.R. James, a right-handed pitcher, an employee of the Bay City Mill, who may get a tryout Sunday, though he expects to start Anderson. So far as known, there will be no other changes in the local lineup. In the city and county news, at a meeting held at the Montesano National Bank Wednesday night, it was decided to disband the Montesano Business and Professional Women's Club. The club will turn its money over to the National Association of Business and Professional Women's Clubs and its equipment to the Community Service and the Boy Scouts. Art Myers, recently discharged from the Holcomb General Hospital after recuperating from a severe bodily injury sustained in a mill accident, entered the hospital for treatment again yesterday, being in need of a rest as well as the care of physicians, according to relatives. 200 mothers and their babies attended the reception yesterday at St. Joseph's Hospital in celebration of Hospital Day. Each baby was given a paper flower as a souvenir. And finally, why isn't a kitchen range more romantic than a novel? It is when you hear and see how great range with a reputation comes into existence. The exhibit of the majestic range of Quimby and Wilson's all this week is a revelation in how much thought, skill, and ingenuity goes into making your kitchen range the best possible cooker and baker. It is time is well spent to attend this demonstration. Besides, you have a chance to obtain a set of cooking utensils absolutely free if you decide to replace your old cook stove with a great Majestic this week instead of later. See our ad on page 8. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on May 13, 1923. After 3 months of further restoration inside our 1924 mansion, the Polson Museum is pleased to announce we are again open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. We're also excited to announce the long-awaited return of our popular red car raffle, with this year's grand prize a 2023 Hot Pepper Red Big Bend Edition Ford Bronco Sport. We've shaken things up with this year's raffle and are now limiting total ticket sales to just 1,000 and have an additional $4,000 cash prizes to give away. Stop in at the museum or visit PolsonMuseum.org for more details. We look forward to welcoming you back to the Polson, and as always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.